Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Brothers and sisters, dear listeners السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to IRIB English Radio and you are listening to the program Keys of Life مفاتيح الحياة. One of the keys of life we've been trying to entertain is in fact entertainment itself because we have many people who try to give the wrong impression of Islam, being a religion of seriousness, being a religion of no fun, being a religion of always being scared and crying, being a religion of always being stuck in the masjid, a religion of being in the cave, trying to avoid people just to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is all the wrong teachings. This is not how Islam is or what Islam wants from me and you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even he himself says, قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةُ اللَّهِ أَلَتِ أَحَلَّ لِعِبَادِهِ. Say, who in the world has forbade that which Allah had made beautiful for his servant? Who? I mean, Allah gave me all this. Obviously, he wants me to enjoy it. He doesn't want me to look at it and say, well, I wish I can do this, but I can't because that goes against my morals and my ethics. No. We were saying that a person needs to understand that when Allah gives something, he wants you to enjoy it and have fun with it. But obviously, the halal fun. Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, he says, اجعلوا لأنفسكم حظا من الدنيا. Give yourselves a portion of time of your day, بِإِعْطَائِهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي. What does yourself feel like? Give it to it. Why? Because, you know, you relax it. You make it comfortable. You make it happy. If yourself is happy, you will be happy. But the condition is this. مِنَ الْحَلَالِ. From halal. Alhamdulillah, we have so much halal ways to entertain ourselves. We can use that. وَمَا لَا يُثْلِمَ الْمُرُوءَ. Okay, with a condition that first has to be halal. Two, it does not lower your status within people. Sometimes, you know, something it could be halal, could be entertaining, but if I do it publicly, it will reduce my status in the eyes of people. So obviously, I need to do something else. وَمَا لَا سَرَفَ فِي. Something that does not waste time, something that does not waste money, something that doesn't have any israf. Something that just, you know, good and, you know, balanced. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِذَٰلِكَ عَلَىٰ أُمُورِ الدِّينِ. And this is the important factor, is that when you're having fun, when you are relaxed and energized, it will help you perform your religion better. Not vice versa. Not pray and fast and do all this ibadat, hardship, so you can have a bit of relaxation. No. The hadith goes the other way around. Have fun, enjoy yourself. So when you come to ibadah, you relax, you're energized. You know, you had fun. So there is no harm in doing ibadah and you don't feel very tired. And then the hadith says, if you don't do so, he says, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ تَرَكَ دُنْيَاهُ لِّينَهُ. He is not amongst us who leaves this world and the pleasures of this world, the halal pleasures of this world, for the sake of his akhirah, for the sake of his deen. He says that he's not amongst us. We don't indulge in such activity. We don't indulge in such mentality. This mentality cannot be fathomed or indulged by the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. That a person says, no, I can't do this because I'm religious. If it is halal, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has offered it to you, then do what the Imam says. Do not leave your dunya for the sake of your deen. It does not work that way. Rather, use your dunya for the sake of your deen. Let us take a short break, and then we will come back right after.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book مفاتيح الحياة, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فرون نماز و ثواب داره فرون روزه نماز.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرون درختکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره, دعا هم داره, ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatih al-Hayat. We were saying that the Ahl Bayt clearly in their hadith indicate that a person should dedicate some time to fun and entertainment and relaxation. Obviously, and we keep saying always, obviously, in the halal way, without israf, like Imam al-Kalam said, without, you know, wasting time, wasting money, and without doing things that cause you harm. The reason why the Ahl Bayt emphasize on this, because we have a hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, Ali ibn Abi Talib, salamullahi alayhi, he says, when you do activities, when you do fun, entertaining, relaxing activities for yourself, he says that makes yourself or the soul of the person, makes it happy and gives it energy. And this is what we need. We need happiness and energy. So the more activities we do, the more fun things we do, the more we will be active to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is natural. 1 + 1 = 2, right? So we need to always do that. Now, back in the day, when we say, okay, what sort of activities and fun things we do in order for us to, you know, entertain ourselves. So back in the day, we have examples and we have a hadith from the Ahl Bayt that emphasizes on horse riding. Now, back in the day, horse riding was the only means of things that they can do. Now, alhamdulillah, my means of riding is I can ride a car. I can go for a car drive. You know, you're feeling bored, you're feeling, you know, just go for a car drive, drive around the beach, drive around the ocean, go to the park, you drive in the park, change atmosphere. Or if you're in a place where actually horses are available, horse riding itself is a very enjoyable activity to be done. Go to a place where there's horses, ride a horse. And the hadith in this regard are so many to mention, which I don't have time to mention. And also, another thing that the Ahl Bayt alayhim salam emphasize on is actually as-sibaha, swimming. Going swimming is a very entertaining, very fun activity, a halal activity. And the hadith of the Ahl Bayt alayhim salam in this regard are also too many. I can go with my friends, take my kids, and we can go, you know, swimming. We can have a swim for an hour, for 2 hours, enjoy ourselves. We will feel energized. We will feel a lot of, you know, happiness. And it's all good. So whether it's horse riding or whether it is swimming, something that's required. Also, al-mumazahatu wal-mufakaha. You know, gently joking and having fun verbally. The Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, he says in a hadith, al-mu'min, the believer, his vein and his entertainment is in three things. We're saying the halal activities, okay? He says in three things. One, at-tamattu' bin-nisa, having fun with their wives, enjoying their wives. That's one of the things that the mu'min does. He sits with his wife, he go out with his wife, he takes his wife out for a dinner, he takes his wife to the park, he does activities with his wife, whether inside the house or outside the house. This is one of the things that a mu'min does, mind you. If a person does not do this with his wife, then his iman is naqas, short. And he says, وَمُفَاكَاتِ الْإِخْوَانِ, and having fun, speaking with them, laughing with them, joking with them, but obviously in a halal way. وَالصَّلَاتُ بِاللَّيْلِ, and praying and doing the night prayer. We will leave it here and we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.